This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is going to the show, and I'm just the regular guy. So, ever since Nick Fury whipped out that fancy pager right before his dusty exit at the end of Infinity Wars, we've been waiting to find out who the recipient of that page was. And now we got the formal introduction in the biggest movie of the year so far, Captain Marvel, the first woman to get her own thing in the MCU. And she comes from another planet. But Earth, or as the aliens like to call it, C-53, is her original home, but she don't even know that. Her memory is shot. She's got total memory loss from a traumatic experience. And as the movie starts, her name is Veers. And she's up in space, and she's part of an elite squad of Kree heroes fighting the evil Skrull shapeshifters. But because of her human background, she goes with her gut. She goes with her emotions. And that ticks off the Supreme Intelligence of the Universe, Annette Bening. But they sent her to Earth on a mission, and she arrives at a Blockbuster video store in 1995. Thus begins a very entertaining and nostalgic trip through her memory bank, where she finds out stuff like who she is and what her place is in the MCU. And that's about all I'm going to tell you right now. No plot spoilers from me, but I will say this. It's a fun trip back to before the Marvel movie universe even existed. Nick Fury, he's got both of his eyes, and through CGI youthening, Samuel L. Jackson is a version of his own 90s self. Although, I feel if you're going to go 90s Sam Jackson, you got to give him the Jerry curls from the Pulp Fiction, right? But him and Agent Coulson, they're young agents for S.H.I.E.L.D., and, well, he partners up with Veers to fight these aliens on Earth. And Brie Larson and Sam Jackson, they are great together. Larson is a very likable presence, whether she's running around wearing a Nine Inch Nails t-shirt or packed into her alien suit and shooting rays of light out of her eyes. There's a lot of humor in the movie, too. And compared to the big universe that Captain Marvel will be joining soon, this movie is more low-key. Not Loki, he ain't in this, but the Tesseract is, and a great cat, and a great Ben Mendelsohn. The movie just zips by, and it's fun. It's a really good time at the show. Watch for the Stan Lee tribute and the ending credit teases that will bring you up to speed for the next chapter, which is coming soon, next month. But this is Captain Marvel. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews, you can get those at 93XRT.com. Get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.